Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Have you heard about the Heartbleed virus?
Yes.
The Heartbleed virus. You know, I heard about it when watching it, and it is a virus that's been around for quite some time now, and you need to listen to this. It could be on your computer system right now, and in my concern, now the four blood moons have begun. Right. It began with the storming over us. It was raining. So I was like, okay, here it is. Just like it was raining sideways.
Yeah.
It was
torrential.
I mean, it was torrential. My dog was like, four blood moons? What's up with this? Thank God you gave me a house over
here. That's a new one.
Wow.
Impressive. Yeah. And so this virus is gathering all the passwords and everything, it appears, of your computers, your banking and all that. And banking industry, as a matter of fact, what just sparred me on was, you know, I've been watching it and listening, but when the banks start to say, we're really concerned about this, that's what really got my attention. So listen up. I want you to watch this because they're going to give you some key strategies, and we got some links available for you on VFN, on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com that you're going to be able to follow through and find out if it's your companies that you do business with that you need to double check. Listen up.
Heartbleed has the potential to be one of the biggest, most widespread vulnerabilities in the history of the modern internet. At the root of Heartbleed is encryption. Think of encryption like a secret language between two people. The internet has a set of protocols for security and encryption commonly known as security sockets layers and its successor, transport layer security. The most common implementation of SSL and TLS is a set of open source tools known as OpenSSL. OpenSSL runs on 66% of the internet. So even though you may not know what it looks like or what it even means, you probably interact with it on a daily basis. So what would happen if OpenSSL had a flaw? What if those secret keys you shared with the server were suddenly accessible by somebody else? And what if this flaw was completely undetectable? That's Heartbleed. It's a vulnerability that's designed in such a way that with enough time and enough energy, lots of information can be accessed by somebody, and you and the server you talk to would have no idea. The worst part is that this bug has been around since December 2011, and a lot of software packages started using the vulnerable version of OpenSSL in May of 2012. So for 2 years, any websites, apps, banks, or private messaging services that run OpenSSL have been vulnerable. This is a pretty complicated thing to fix technically, and it's not enough for IT pros to simply patch copies of OpenSSL that are running on their devices, apps, and websites. They also need to make sure that any digital certificates issued before the patch are still safe. So what can you do? First, check to make sure that a provider has updated to patch Heartbleed. Mashable has actually compiled a pretty comprehensive list of websites and their responses to the bug. Then, change your password. It's that simple. For more information on Heartbleed, check out Mashable's latest coverage. And don't forget to check out the other videos in our Mashable Explained series.
This is so important. I'm looking at what we're going to make available. We made available for you on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. But social networks are some of the ones they list that you need to check on. There's Facebook. There's Facebook. And you have Instagram, you have Pinster, Tumblr, some of the ones you're talking
Twitter,
about.
Apple.
Google. No, not Apple. Apple's good. Amazon's good. But Google. These are ones you need to change your password on. Yahoo, some of your email services. Gmail, you need to be able to change it. Yahoo Mail. Amazon is good. Supposedly they're worked out for it. But if you have an Amazon web server, you're going to have to actually change your password on it. GoDaddy is one you got to change your information on. GoDaddy, which is a web server service out there. PayPal is good; it doesn't list it. And we're going to have all this available for you. But understand, when these waves of attacks come in, you know, some of them are going to be. This is a big one, attacking our grid or our technology. But we can stay on top of it. Mm-hmm. That God will let us know, and we're letting you know now. Go change your passwords and don't make them your date of birth or something. You know, come get a little creative. And change them on a regular basis to guard your checking account, your money, your bills, all your data, your information, everything available on your computer. Don't forget, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.